Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Halo Effect. Lego has been a part of the childhoods of countless people for generations and generations. Because of this, it also dominates the toy industry. However, even such a dominant company faces difficulties sometimes. In 2003, its performance hit rock bottom. Not only did its profits fall by 25%, but it also lost $230 million in that year. In the annual summary meeting, LEGO's executives fired the CEO in a rage. Everyone in the company, in the media, and in the business world wanted to know the reasons for LEGO's failure and tried to make analyses. In reality, any company could have encountered such a situation. Many people wondered what went wrong and how they could have improved their performance. Many books about business tell us that performance is significantly related to corporate culture, customers, values, and the leaders. If this is right, then factors affecting performance are certain. But wouldn't that mean that we only need to imitate the ideas and experiences of outstanding companies and learn from the characteristics of excellent managers in order to improve performance? But more often than not, our company performance isn't improved after we read books and implement the same strategies used by top companies like Toyota and Starbucks, and learn about the ideas of Steve Jobs and Peter Drucker and imitate them in all aspects. The reason why is that factors affecting performance are uncertain, and we are misguided by business delusions. So, what are delusions in the business world, and how can we improve performance in uncertainty? The Halo Effect will tell us the answers. This book overturns many leading scholars and experts' ideas and views about business. Nassim Taleb, the author of The Black Swan: The Impact of the Highly Improbable and Fooled by Randomness, The Hidden Role of Chance, calls it the most important book about management in history. The Halo Effect is written by American author Phil Rosenzweig. He holds a bachelor's degree in economics and a master's degree in business administration from the University of California. He obtained his PhD from the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania. He taught at Harvard for 6 years and advised well-known companies such as Microsoft, Renault, and Accor as a consultant. Having worked for over 25 years in management, he found that many managers tend to accept simple answers more easily rather than think independently. Based on that, he started to study the reasons for excellent performance to reveal the delusions in the business world in order to help managers understand and improve performance. This bookie will cover the book in three parts. Part 1: Delusion, The Halo Effect. Part 2: Other Important Delusions. Part 3: Improving Performance in Uncertainty. Let's start with the main delusion, the Halo Effect. To understand the Halo Effect, we need to learn what a delusion is. You will be disappointed if you think you can dunk like Michael Jordan by just putting on Nike shoes and catching a basketball. This is a delusion. It will not happen. You're lying to yourself, or the advertisement misleads you that you end up lying to yourself. Delusions are deceptive, and so is the Halo Effect. The Halo Effect is a delusion that confuses and deceives people with a halo. An American psychologist, Thorndike, once conducted a research by asking superior officers in the military to grade their subordinates on personality, intelligence, physical ability, and other aspects. He found that in the process of grading, soldiers who looked tall and handsome tended to get high grades, while those who were unattractive with average body figures got low grades. Why was that? It was because the superior officers thought people who were good-looking also had better skills and intelligence, while an unattractive man might not be good in other aspects. Thorndike called such a phenomenon the Halo Effect. It judges objects' characteristics based on the subject's impressions. When we apply the same observation to companies, what could be the manifestations of the Halo Effect? Let's look at an example of a halo in the business world. A manager asked her two teams to forecast the company's sales. Having examined their outputs, she tells them that the first team has made a reasonable calculation and performed well, while the second team's calculation is not good and that they've performed terribly. As a result, the first team would feel that they have a tight team and their members communicate well with each other. Conversely, the other team would feel that they lack connection in their team and the members do not communicate well. This is a halo in the world of business operations. To put it simply, people tend to judge the operational quality of a team based on their performance in order to look for the reasons for a company's success or failure. But people are easily influenced by the halo of performance, and as a result, they fail to understand how the team could operate well and the reasons for the company's success or failure. The halo effect affects not only views about business operations, but also external evaluation toward employees. IBM was once awarded as America's most admired companies by Fortune. When a reporter asked John Opel, the CEO of IBM at that time, about the reason behind IBM's success, he answered that it was their employees. According to Opel, their employees were all positive, creative, and discreet, and they were not arrogant. However, when IBM's performance declined years later, these excellent employees were attacked by observers. This example shows how a company's performance affects the external evaluation of employees. Additionally, the halo effect is also commonly seen in survey results. Take the example of Cisco. Cisco's share price was increasing in 1997. It was also the time when Fortune was going to make the list of America's most admired companies on the basis of surveys. As expected, Cisco scored high in investment values because of the soaring share price. But what's not so convincing was that Cisco also scored well in other aspects, such as management quality, innovation, and employees' quality. Cisco ended up in the 14th place in the survey that year. Then Cisco rose all the way to 4th in 1999 and 3rd in 2000. But when its share price decreased, Cisco scored poorly in many aspects under the influence of investment values. Its ranking dropped dramatically to 15th in 2001, 22nd in 2002, and 28th in 2003. This is the manifestation of the halo effect in survey results. Generally speaking, the performance data obtained from surveys influences judges' evaluation of the company. Rosenzweig argues that it's difficult for most people to independently measure separate features. There's a common tendency to blend them together. As a result, the halo effect occurs because it can reduce our cognitive dissonance, typically experienced as psychological stress caused by contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values. Let's explain this through another example. A company that has just conducted a customer satisfaction survey finds that customers whose problems have been solved in time feel more satisfied than those who have the opposite experience. This is expected. However, interestingly, of those whose problems have been solved in time, only 58% think their calls were answered quickly, while 4% of them think they waited for a long time. Correspondingly, of those whose problems were not solved in time, only 36% think that their calls were answered quickly, and 18% of them think they waited too long. In reality, the company has an established operational process which standardizes the speed that customer service staff answer calls and customers' waiting time. So why do customers have different opinions? This is actually because people's judgment of their waiting time is influenced by the halo effect produced by the impression left by the quality of the customer service. Those that had experienced great customer service during the call felt that their calls were answered quickly and vice versa. This is the way our brain avoids the occurrence of cognitive dissonance. In addition to helping us reduce cognitive dissonance, the halo effect can also help us judge things that are not readily measurable. For example, when we do not know whether a product is good or bad, we can judge its quality according to its brand. Let's take another example. Imagine you are interviewing two candidates for a vacancy in your company. One of them is from Harvard University and the other is from an ordinary college. You ask them the same questions and they give you similar answers. In such a situation, we tend to think that the candidate from Harvard gives better answers. It is abstract and hard to judge whose answer is better, but it is easy to judge whether a university is good or bad. Therefore, the one from a better university seems to give a better answer to the interviewer. That's all for the part one. We learned that one main form of delusion in business is the halo effect, which deceives and confuses people. This is comparable to how people are easily misguided by the appearance of a person who is neatly dressed and well-behaved, leading them to think that this person must be excellent in every aspect. In the field of business, the halo effect not only affects managers' views about the quality of business operations, but also affects the evaluation of employees and skews survey results. The halo effect occurs because it helps people reduce cognitive dissonance and make judgment of things that are not readily measurable. This is why Rosenzweig lamented that managers tend to accept simple answers rather than think critically. The halo effect exists because people are lazy and reluctant to think. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.